This month, NPR is taking a closer look at the various types of media available to children: TV shows, apps, games, toys. And in this next story, music. For more than 40 years, Jose Luis Orozco has been entertaining children with music he sings in both English and Spanish. As NPR's Mandalay Del Barco reports, he's passionate about teaching children to be bilingual through song.
Buenos días.
Buenos días.
¿Cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien.
Jose Luis Orozco manages the near impossible, getting hundreds of small children to pay attention.
Good morning.
He entertains them the old-fashioned way, alone with his guitar, asking them to sing, dance, and clap along, and pretend to make hot chocolate with their hands. The kids count and do the ABCs. They dance the Macarena and imitate animals.
These are important tools for children to help them with oral language development, with literacy, body movement, coordination.
Orozco says he wants Latino children to love the music as much as he does.
Many abuelitas, many parents know the songs that they have learned as kids. It's important, yeah, to tell the parents que los canten a los niños. We have a rich tradition and it's important to pass it on.
Orozco was born 65 years ago in Mexico City and grew up listening to children's musician Cri Cri on the radio. His mother and grandmother sang many of the same tunes he croons today. When he was 7 years old, he joined the Mexico City Boys Choir.
We were the little Mexican ambassadors. I got to see the world. We sang before 5 different presidents.
Here's Orozco solo in 1959 at the National Theater in Santiago, Chile. Orozco eventually made his way to the San Francisco Bay Area with $50 in his pocket. Back then, in the 1970s, Berkeley's innovative bilingual education programs were blossoming, and Orozco was hired to teach music. He remembers the political fights over the public school's federally funded programs.
It's been controversial, but now not as much. I'm so happy to visit dual language schools because there is, you know, an open heart. Kids appreciating this diversity, understanding of other cultures, and respect.
Orozco left his job as a vice chancellor of the National Hispanic University to start a publishing company for his recordings and books. His latest project, Caramba Kids, promotes fitness and good eating habits. At an elementary school in Montebello, east of L.A., Orozco sang, then talked about Mexican history, and he asked the kids about their futures.
Who wants to be president of the United States? Yes, you can. Si se puede.
Si se puede.
10-year-old Destiny Duarte and 9-year-old Natalie Cortez say Orozco inspired them.
My parents will tell me, sing in Spanish, come on, and I'll be too shy, but he made it really fun. Every time I would be annoyed by the Spanish music that my mom and dad would play whenever it's a celebration, and I would be really annoyed. And this made me not annoyed, so I loved it.
Not annoying. That's high praise from this crowd. Orozco's catchy repertoire left an impression on even the youngest in the audience. After his concert, my 19-month-old daughter Amaya sang all the way home. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.
Oh, this is NPR News.